You're on 981.2 and it's time to find out what's been happening with Upper Hunter Community Services with Vanessa and Heidi. They join me in the studio this morning. Ladies, how are we doing?
Not too bad, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Now, you're looking for some donations at the moment. What's that for?
Okay, so we have been asked again to do our formal giveaway. We did it a couple of years ago, which was a really huge hit. So we've actually extended on that a little bit this year. So we're doing interview clothes and formal wear. So we're actually asking for any donations. So if anybody's sort of used this time with the restrictions to clean out their cupboards and free some space, we're still taking donations for that. So there's a lot of different locations throughout. So we have collection points in Aberdeen, Marywar, Musselbrook, Scones, Singleton. And I did say Marywar, didn't I? So Marywar's on there twice.
So, So, ladies, can I ask, it's an indelicate question, but do you still have your formal dresses?
Can I get a description from your Heidi?
Seriously.
Heidi, what was your formal dress like back?
Oh, gosh. Okay. It's going to sound a little bit gothic. Okay. So it was a black off-the-shoulder fitted. I was quite thin back then, if I could just take myself back to 30 years ago.
Couldn't we all?
Yeah, I know, right? And, yes, it's just black fitted and lace on the bottom. I thought I was all that in a bag of chips at the time. So I know.
The only thing I don't believe is the 30-year-ago thing.
Yeah.
Vanessa, what about yours?
Oh, yeah. My very first one I made in sewing class at high school. I thought I was
you
just...
You made yours?
I did.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, it stayed... together all night, thank God. But yeah, it was a little bit of an off-the-shoulder thing. I think that was the thing.
Yes, back in the 80s.
Yeah, and I don't even know if I could even get it past my knees these days. But anyway.
Yeah, no, the fair. Mine was, I think it was
your
a
dress?
Suit.
What was your dress,
Ben? My dress was... was actually a black suit, I think, with a cummerbund that had to match her dress, the colour matched.
Yeah.
And then in year 12, the formal was, we all went with silver tails kind of thing. We went as far as we could.
Fancy.
Yes, went stag on that occasion. But that was some great memories, and we'd love to be able to create some great memories from some other kids here in the Upper Hunter. So if you'd like to help out to donate your formal wear to be able to help them, I think that would be a wonderful thing to do.
Yeah, that's right.
So it was such. We got so much out of it when we did it a couple of years ago.
Yep.
Just to see them come, and they come in groups and do a bit of a fashion parade and try on and get ideas. So it was really rewarding, and it was really popular. So yeah, we're back and going again this year.
Excellent.
It was
work.
Also important not to to add the interview wear in there as well. You know, you've got the formal clothes which a lot of kids need.
Yes.
But to step out into the big world when they've finished school and be having them job interviews and that. And there's even the questions, what is appropriate to wear? So, we can help them with all of that. Which
that's
is
a really good point because first impressions last, don't they?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, Vanessa and Heidi from Upper Hunter Community Services, thank you very much for coming in for a chat this morning.
Thank you.